Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shlomo Perlstein. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'ilo Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leah Bas Yaakov.
Vidzayim with Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Rav Yehuda Amar Shemeres Yobim Shemesa Osir Be'ima. A Shemeres Yobim that died. Reuven was married to Leah. Reuven died. Shimon the brother is Oymit Du Yibum with Leah, Reuven's wife. Leah dies. Shimon, because of the zika that he had to Leah, is considered he was somewhat married to her, and therefore he's osur to marry Leah's mother. She has a din of his mother-in-law. That's the shita of Yesh Zika. Later on in the sugi, we see clearly that's Shmuel's shita, Yesh Zika. Now we have to examine the whole inyan of zika. Is zika a diraisa or is it dirabonon? The lashon of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel in Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, he writes. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda that Yivimtoi Shemesa, if one's Yivama dies, even before he does Yibum, all the Krovos are still Osir to him. The Rambam passes Yesh Zika. Now the Rambam writes right afterwards, B'chala Yisur and Elu Midivrein. All these Yisurim are Osir Midirabonon. It's Mefurish in the Rambam, it's not Isra Diraisa. The Rashba in Daf Chazayin writes Mefurish, Zika, even according to the Ma'an Omer, Yesh Zika is only an Isser Derabonon. Then Wuki Yosef too, in the beginning of the Perek, writes Mefurish, that Zika is only Derabonon. These are amongst several of the different Rishayinim that we find that hold that Zika is only Midrabonon. However, we find several places that it's Mavur that Zika has it in the Araisa. We find in Daf Chavtesim with Beis, and Rashi quotes it earlier on the Amud, and in the Dorm Daf Ayin Dalad, that there's Machlok Shabishua and Rabbi Akiva, if a Shomeres Yavam can have a Faras Nedarim done by her Yavam, because Yesh Zika. Rabbi Shua holds that if it's just one Yavam, Yesh Zika Lachad, and he could do a Faras Nedarim. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Ein Zika, he can't do a Faras Nedarim at all. And Rashi brings a Raya, that's the Shita that holds that Ein Zika. Shita's Rabbi Akiva, that HaFaras Nedarim, it's not possible to be done by a Yavam. Now, if the whole halacha of Yesh Zika is only a Derabanan, what's the Havamina that he should be able to do a Faras Nedarim? How could Rabbi Yeshua Bechlal say that there's a Faras Nedarim for a Yavam if there's one Yavam? And Rabbi Lezer says there's a Faras Nedarim even if there's two Yavamim. How is it possible if Zika is only a Derabanan? A Faras Nedarim has to be done midir Aisa? Rabbi Hamnuna holds in Daf Tzadik Hei and Daf Tzadik Vav, amongst other places in the Masechta, that a Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa is Asurli Yavam. She becomes like an Eish HaSish Zinsa, that she's also to her husband. If Zika is only the Rabbanan, how could he possibly hold that she has a din of Eish HaSish Zinsa? In the Psalm Messiah Rumid Beis, we see Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that a woman who's Zkukal Yavam is muteres to eat Truma because of her Yavam, if he's a Kayin. Because Lamashis is Zakuk to him. But the Rabbanan, they answered, Ramadir Raisa, she can eat. According to Rabbeinu Tam. How is that possible if Zika is only Derabbanan? We see several places that Zika does have it in the Araisa. So Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, Perek Aleph, Halacha, Yud Gimel, Mehilchos Yibum Chalitza, points out all these places where we find a stira and what the Rishonim understand that Zika is only Derabbanan. He shows several places that Zika is the Araisa. So Rav Shach explains like this. In every Eishes Ish, there are two points. There's the Kinyan, and then there's the Ishus. There's the Kenyan, where she's Mekudish to him, and she's forbidden to anybody else. And then there's the Ishus, it's a closeness, as a Din She'er, that causes the Isur Arayis for relations of his wife. He brings Reb Chaim in Sefer, and Perek Zayin in Hilchos Ishus, explains, Shitas HaRambam, that a Mekadish Uber is Mekudeshes. If someone is Mekadish, a baby, inside her mother's stomach, she's Mekudeshes. But that Kedushin does not Aser him for marrying her Krovos. How could that be? If she's his wife, how could he be mutter in her relations? The answer is, she's mekudeshes, she's knuya to him, hitaka is mekadesher, he made a kinyan in her. However, she'er, the ishus that comes along with every kedushin, doesn't exist over here. Since she's not a din isha, she's still an uber, she's an embryo, she can't have a din isha, male, there's no ishus. So that does not bring about isurei erva on her relations, if she's not an Isha, if there's no Ishus between him and his Mekudeshes. Rav Shach explains, of course, she's not going to be considered ishtoi midiraisa. It's only the Rabbanon in regards of ishus. Shemeres Yavam is not considered she'eroi. It's not considered that they have ishus, so therefore her kriyos will not be asur on him midiraisa al kabanim. The Rabbanon is machlekes Rav and Shmuel. If we say yesh zika to asur her kriyos on him midirabbanon because of the zika, because it is somewhat of a marriage. Now that will refine a machlekes if we say there's safaris nedarim by Yavam. Now that has to be the diraisa. That's because safaris nedarim has to do with a kinyan. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's knuya to him. A shemeres yavam, of course, there's no issues between the yavam and the shemeres yavam, but kinyan there is. She's knuya to him. The Torah was makna her to him through the zika, similar to a man who's kinyan his wife through kiddushin. It's not entirely, she's not chayiv misa al teishas ish, but she's knuya to him at least enough to be considered that he can make hafaras nedarim according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva argues, and he holds, there is no kinyan to speak of by Shemeres Yavam to Yavam also. So therefore, he cannot make Hafaras Nedarim even if he's the only Yavam. Or it's possible to explain that even Rabbi Akiva's mind that there is a kinyan. But Hafaras Nedarim does not suffice to have a kinyan in his Yavamma. He has to have issues, according to Rabbi Akiva, since you need issues. And there is none by Shemeres Yavam to Yavam. Therefore, there's not Hafaras Nedarim. Masha Enken, Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's enough to have a kinyan in her, even if there's no actual issues. To be machal b'truma, for him to feed her truma because he's a kain, that suffices by having a kinyan in her, even if there is no issues. That's why Rabbeinu Tam holds that a shemeres yavam can eat truma midiraisa if her yavam is a kain. According to Rav Hamnuna, it's enough for her to be considered an eishes shazinsa due to the fact that he has a kinyan in her, even if there is no actual issues between them. Therefore, Rav Hamnuna holds that shemeres yavam shazinsa is a surly yavam. Bekitzer, anything that needs issues, such as to aser the relations, all the arayas of Kraviseo, that Zikasivum does not create such a relationship of issues in order to bring about Isurei Erva of Kravis. Masha Ein Kain, Hafaras Nadarim, Achola Betruma, Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa, all those things that's enough to come about through kinyan of a man and his wife. So here too, Zika Sibum has the element of kinyan that can allow him to give her truma to eat and allow him to be made for her nedarim, according to some shitas, and aser her on him if she's mezana because of the kinyan that he has in her. Now Rashi said earlier in the sugya that Rabbi Akiva is the shita that holds that we say ein zika, because he says there's no hafaras nedarim for the Yavam and his Yavama. Now the question is, how could Rashi see from Rabbi Akiva that holds that there's no Hafaras Nedarim by Yavam and his Yavama, which is then the Araisa? Zik is only the Rabbanan. There's no right from Rabbi Akiva that we don't hold of the Isser Kroivais because of Zika. There Rabbi Akiva holds Hafaras Nedarim, you can't do Hafaras Nedarim is the Araisa. What's the Raya that we don't say Yesh Zika for the Isser Kroivais, which is the Isser the Rabbanan? So Rav Shach explains that Rashi understood, if Rabbi Akiva holds there's no kinyan with Yeraisa for Yavam and Yavama to allow Hafaras Nedarim, so Kavu Chaymer, we're not going to say that there is a din ishus with the Rabbanon to say that she's also Rekreveseo. Rashi obviously learned like that Mahalach, that Rabbi Akiva holds there's no kinyan, that's why he can't make Hafaras Nedarim. If that's the case, Rashi holds Misvara that there's no way the Chachamim are going to answer Yivimtoi on the Yavam with the Rabbanon, because we look at it as if they're somewhat married. If we say that regarding a Kenyan for the Yavam in his Yavama, it's non-existent and he can't make Hafaras Nedarim. If regarding Kenyan we say that there is no Kenyan between the Yavam and his Yavama, it's not Mestabra with the Rabbanon. We're going to say that there is an element of Ishus that would ask from the Rabbanon the Yavam on her Kravis. Now, earlier we mentioned that according to most of the Rishonim, Zika is only Midrabbanan. There is a Shitas Yerushalmi that Aras Meach brings, and is also Mashmos and Taisus to have Chazayim and Beis, the very Maschal Abel, that it's possible there is a Shita that holds that Zika is the Araisa. However, as we mentioned, most Rishonim learn that Zika is only Midrabbanan. Now, in the Ramukha Yosef,
L'chayra, there's a stira in the shita whether he holds zikas the raisa or zikas the rabban. The Mukhe Yosef writes on our Gemara Yesh Zika that because there's Yesh Zika, the Yavam cannot marry the mother of the Yavama. We look at it as if he was marrying the mother of his wife. But the Mukhe Yosef writes, not much in the beginning of the parak, if the Yavam went ahead and married the mother of his Yavama, Kiddushin types in Leba. The Kiddushin are Typhus, and she's married to him. Zika is not that strong that it actually rejects a Kedushin from being Chal. It's mochach like that from the Halacha Rebbe Meseira that if a brother who's right from Yabe married the sister of his Yavama, the Kedushin are Chal. Now the new case of Lashon is Le'alima Zika L'afkui Shleyu Kedushin Tavisim Kreviseo. Zika is not that strong that it can actually stop Kiddushin from being Chal. It's mashma from the Nemuki Yosef that Zika is deraisa, just not strong enough to undo a Kiddushin. Because if Zika was a derabbanan, then the Nemuki Yosef should answer very simply. Kiddushin is a deraisa, Zika is only a derabbanan, and a derabbanan can't undo a deraisa. It's mashma that the Nemuki Yosef learns that Zika is deraisa, just it's not strong enough, and therefore the Kiddushin are Chal. And Naftali Trop, in Chidushi Yaganat, Simin Yud Bezni Yavamis, asks L'chayra, the Nemukesef says to himself. A few lines further, the Nemukesef writes regarding Machlekes Rishayim and understanding Rabbi Yudman B'Seir's din. If a Yavam was Mekadesh Achos Kukasai, in the case of Rabbi Yudman B'Seir, if he made Nisuin, not just Kiddushin, he made Nisuin, he actually married her and was kind to her, is that Mafkia, the Zika? Beis Hashem will discuss that at length soon. The Mukhe Yosef says that there are some shittas who learn that if he actually made Nisuin, then he's taka mutter to stay with Achos Kukasai because it's entirely mafkia, the Zika. The Mukhe Yosef says, Avalein Mechuverzeh, Benem Mefarshim. Mefarshim don't agree with this distinction between Kiddushin and Nisuin. The Nisuin is entirely mafkia, the Zika, and Kiddushin is not mafkia. Why not? Di Nisuin mafki, Kiddushin nami have a mafki. If Nisuin are mafkia Zika, so Kiddushin are going to do the same thing. Kiddushin midiraisa, Zika midirabonon. Kiddushin are diraisa, and Zika is only midirabonon. So for sure, Kiddushin is going to be stronger than Zika. The Mukhe Yosef says mefurish that Zika is only midirabonon. L'chayr it's mashma, like we said before, that he learns Zika is midiraisa. L'chayr we have a stira in the Mukhe Yosef. Naftali brings other rais that Zika is midiraisa, and L'chayr it's aiser to the rais that he brings that Zika is midirabonon. Naftali says he said that there's a Gemara Kiddushin that Daled that says that we can't learn Kiddushi Biya from Yibum because Mali Yavama Shekins Kukove Medes. A Yavama is already halfway there. Therefore, we can't bring a Raya that Kibiya is a full Kenyan that could work even by a regular woman. You see that the Gemara holds that our Zika already is a Tchilas HaKenyan. And just the Yibum goes ahead and it finishes the Kenyan. It's Goymer the Kenyan. Avtali says that we understand that Zika is the Raisa because it starts the Kenyan. That's only if eventually he's going to finish the Kenyan. So retroactively, we say that the Kenyan started by the Zika and it finished with the Yibum. It was consummated when he actually did Yibum. Masha'enkin, if he's never going to wind up doing a Yibum, then the Zika is only Midirabana. Yivim Tisha Mesa is clearly going to be only a Zika Dirabana. When the Nemuki Yosef says that if Yavam was Mekadish, the mother of the Yavama, even when the Yavama is alive, we say that Kiddushin is Chal because Kiddushin is stronger than Zika, and he doesn't just say Kiddushin is the Raisa and Zika is the Rabbanon. That's because at that point, when he's making the Kiddushin, he still could potentially do Yibum. So at that point, even with the Raisa, we say there's Zika. That's why the Mukhe Yosef had to say a Svara that Kiddushin is stronger than Zika. Masha En Kain, the Mukhe Yosef later, that says that it's only with the Rabbanon, and therefore Kiddushin with the Raisa, that the Yavam is Mekadesh Achos Kukasai, is definitely going to be Mafkia the Zika, that's only the Rabbanon. That's because once this brother made Kiddushin with the sister of his Kukasai, he'll never be able to do Yibum. The whole Zika at that point is only the Rabbanon. Therefore, the Mukhe Yosef says, if Nisun is Mafkia Zika, then it doesn't answer anymore for him to be with Kravis Kukasai, so Kiddushin will be the same, because Kiddushin is the Arisa, and Zika at that point, after their Kiddushin, is only going to be a Rabbanon, because again, he can't do Yibum anymore. He's not a potential Yavam, so therefore it reverts to be only a Drabbanon.
Top of Amud Beis, the Gemara brings that Shmuel Paskins that Shemeres Yavam Shekidish Achav is Achoysa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that we tell him Hamtein Ashi Asichich HaMaisa. Reuven was married to Leah. Reuven died. Shimon and Levi are the two potential Yavamim. Shimon went ahead and married, was Mekadesh Rachel, who's Leah's sister. So now he cannot be Miyabim Leah. It's a Chos Ishtai. So Rabbi Yehuda Maseir says, we still say, because there is Zika, we tell him, Hamtein Ashi Asa Ochicha Maisa. Wait, don't consummate the marriage, don't make an Isuin, don't be Bayel Rachel, wait till Levi is Miyabim or Chaylitz Leah, and then you'll be allowed to continue the procedure of Nisuin with Rachel. As we saw on the previous blot, the Chum argue, Shmuel passes like Rehudim and Beseir, Yeshika, and therefore Shimon must refrain from making Nisuin until Levi is Miyabim Rechaylitz Leah. Now Taisus brings from the Re two conditions for the Isser of Rehudim and Beseir that says Hamtein to apply. First of all, it's Tavka that he was Mekadesh. If he made Nisuin already, if Shimon went ahead and before asking the Chachamim, he went ahead and made Nisuin, not only was he Mekadesh Rachel, but he actually was Nisei, he made Nisuin, then there's no halacha of Hamtein, we don't tell him wait till Levi is Miyabim Rechaylitz Leah. He may continue, he was Iver Nisr, but he may continue and live as husband and wife with Rachel, the Achais Kukasai. Why? Because once there's Nisuin already, she's Ishtai Gemura, Taisa says. She's entirely his wife. And Pakala Zika Lagamri, the Zika is entirely undone between Shimon and Leah. He married Rachel, her sister. And therefore, after Kiddushin and Nisuin, there's no more Zika left between Shimon and Leah. And therefore, he's allowed to stay with Rachel, his wife. And he doesn't have to refrain from making a bia with Rachel. Now, Taisus has another point. Dafka, if he was Mekadesh after his brother Reuven died. What if Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel before Reuven died, before Leah, his wife's sister, was Nifel to him for Yibum? That's also mutter for him to go ahead and make Nisuin. The only time we say Hamtein is when it was Kedushin done by Isser. Is Mekadesh before Nefila, there's no halacha of Hamtein. Now, in the next Taisus, in Taisus the very Maskel Oimrim, Taisus asks the Kasha that really all the Rishonim ask. Why does he have to wait? Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel Achos Kukasai. Leah is his Shemeres Yavam. He went there and was Mekadesh Rachel, who is Achos Kukasai. True, he did an Isser, but now it's too late. The Kiddushin should be Pokea the Zika. It should be that there's no more Zika because she's Achos Ishtai. Leah cannot be Oil Libum to Shimon. He's married Midiraisa to Rachel, and thus the Zika of his Yavama, the Zika of Leah, should dissipate. He can't be Miyabim even if he tried. She is Achais Ishtai. Leah is the Achais of Shimon's wife, Rachel. So why don't we say that the Zika is gone and let Shimon Lekatchila be Kaines? Why do we say Hamtein?
Now more than that, Taisus proves from the Gemara and Daf Choftes that Kiddushin L'chayra should be Mafkiya Zika. Taisus brings a Gemara that says in a case where Reuven and Shimon brothers married Leah and Rachel sisters and Reuven and Shimon died, so there were no full Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. The Gemara says that neither Levi nor Yehuda can do Yibum because if Levi does Yibum, let's say, in Leah, so what's going to happen is he's Begeh B'chayis Kukase because Rachel is also zakuk to him. Therefore, everybody does chalitza, nobody does yibum. So the Gemara asks over there, according to the Shammai, that Maimer is kind of Kinyan Gomer, let him do Maimer. And Levi will do Maimer in Leah, Yehuda will do Maimer in Rachel, and through the Kinyan Gomer that Maimer does, it'll be Mafkiya the Zika. Levi's Maimer in Leah will be Mafkiya the Zika he has with Rachel, and it'll be Mutter with Leah. And Yehuda's Maimer that he does with Rachel will be Mafkiya the Zika that he has with Leah, and it'll be Mutter and Rachel. So the Gemara proves from there that Maimer is not Kainer Kinyan Gomer, because if it was Kainer Kinyan Gomer, it wouldn't be a problem for each of the two brothers to do Maimer in the perspective of Yavamais, and they won't be considered that they're Pageh B'chois Kukosam, because Maimer is Mafkiya Zika. So you see, Taisus asks, you see it's Mefurisha Gomer, that a Kinyan Gomer is Mafkiya Zika, and there's no problem with being Pageh B'chois Kukosai. So here too, when Shimon went ahead and was Mekadesh, Achois Kukosai, the Kiddushin should be Mafkiya Zika, just like the Gemara has a Havamina, that in Daf Chof Tes, that if Maimer is Kenekin Yigomer, it's Mafkiya the Zika, that the Yavam has the Achos Kukasi, and it'll be Matrim to be with that perspective of Yavam, didn't Maimer on. The Taisus' answer is no. Rabbi Yehuda Maseir holds Yesh Zika, and Kiddushin is not Mafkiya Zika. What's Pshat in the Gemara over there in Daf Chof Tes that asks
let him do Maimer and be Kaina Kinyan Gomer and Mafkia the Zika, and is she mutter to do Yibum on Leah, even though she's a Chais Kukasai, because Rachel's also is Kuka? There, the Gemara is going according to the Mando Omar that ain't Zika. The Gemara understands that Bishani holds ain't Zika. Aye. That's the case, let him do Yibum directly. What does he have to go through Maimer? Let him just do Yibum. If there's no Isser b'chayis kukasai, no. B'shamay holds, still also about the Mitzisyabin. And if Leia is Mitzisyabin to Levi, what's going to happen is, he's giving him the Mitzisyabin that he has towards Rachel. It could be that Yehuda will die, and therefore, Rachel's going to be Mutter Lashuk without any Yibum or Chalitza, as she's achayis ishtay, if he's Miyabim Leia. So the Gemara says, let them do Maimer through a Shliach. Both of them should do Maimer through a Shliach simultaneously. Levi and Yehuda will send the Shliach to do Maimer to Leah and Rachel at the same time, and since the both simultaneously become Mekudoshes, at least through Mimer, to perspective Yevamin, so Mimela, there's no Chashash Mitzvah Mitzvah Yavamin, because they are both Mitzvah at the same time. They both will be Tanya Mitzvah, and there's no Chashash of Mitzvah Mitzvah Yavamin. That sheet is a Taisvis, that the Gemara of there is going according to Mandamar Ein Zika, but if you hold Yesh Zika, Kiddushin is not Mafkiya Zika. That sheet is a Taisvis. Now the Ramban is of the same opinion as Taisvis, that only if he made Kiddushin do we say the halacha that Hamtein Achi Asar Chicha Maisa. If he made Nisuin also, he doesn't have to wait till he can continue living with her as husband and wife. And the Raman asks, what's the difference? Midi Raisa, once she's Kiddushin, she's married to him. Nisuin is another step to bring her even closer to his home. But by Kiddushin, she's married to him already. And Leia is already a chayis ishtay. She'll never be able to do Yibum with him, with Shimon. So the Ramban and the Rashba ask, what is the difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin? Why does Taisus understand, and really the Rashba brings rise that that's the din. But the logic behind the halacha is what's bothering the Ramban and the Rashba. Why do we understand that Nisuin, if he's married already entirely, if Shimon was Kaines, then he doesn't have to wait. He can continue living with Rachel as husband and wife. If he just made Kiddushin and not Nisuin, then Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says, no, you have to wait and you can't be Kainis, you can't be Bayil, until Levi finishes the Zika either by Yibum or by Chalitza. What's the difference? If Kiddushin is not Mafkiya the Zika, why do we understand that Nisuin is Mafkiya the Zika? What's the difference? So the Ramban says a svara. According to the Manda Omar, Yesh Zika, technically what's happening is the Shemeres Yavam is like she's Mukudeshes to the Yavam. Now, let's say, for instance, Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel, but Leah is also considered like a Mukudeshes to him because of the Zika. So, my high, which one is stronger? Why should he be Kaines Rachel? Leah's also is Mekudeshes, theoretically, based on the Zika. However, if he was Kaines, if he made Nisuin already with Rachel, so at that point, we say that they're not on equal footing, Leah and Rachel. Rachel is more his wife. Rachel is entirely in his house. He was Kaineser. They're already made Nisuin. In such a case, we say that he should stay with Rachel, as she's more his wife than Leah is, once they got to the point of Nisuin. That's how the Ramban rationalizes the Svara according to Taisus. However, the Rashba and the Ramban both ask on Taisus. Taisus asks the Kasha that the Gemara in Daf Choftes says, Zei Yasar Maim Revyiknev, Zei Yasar Maim Revyiknev, so we see Kiddushin is Mafkiya Zika. So Taisus says, no, that whole Sugi is going according to the Man Domar, Ein Zika. And it's just in dealing with the Isser of being Mevatel Mitzvah Yabmin. If they both do Maimer together through a Shliach, there won't be a problem of Bitl Mitzvah Yabmin. The Ramban and the Rashba learn that B'Shamay, of course, holds Yesh Zika. They bring Raya's to that. And not only that, they say, if the Mahalach is like Taisus, that the Gemara's Kasha is Al Tzbitl Mitzis Yabmin, but if you hold Yesh Zika, then it's not a Kasha B'chal, because Kedushin's not Mafkiya Zika. Let the Gemara answer over there. B'Shamay holds Yesh Zika. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara asking? Zay Yasam Amri V'Yikna, and there won't be an issue of Bitl Mitzis Yabmin. But you have a much bigger problem than that. You have a problem of Zika. How does the Gemara know for sure that B'Shamay doesn't hold of Zika? Therefore, the Ramban understands that, of course, even if you hold Yesh Zika, Kiddushin Gemurim will be Mafkiya the Zika. Kiddushin is Mafkiya Zika, even if you hold Yesh Zika. just why does Rabbi Yehuda Maseira say, why does he have to wait until Levi consummates the Zika either with Reuven or Chalitza? That's because of a Gzeira. Chazal made a Gzeira and told him to wait until Levi does Reuven or Chalitza because we're afraid. Now, true, Shimon made Kiddushin with Rachel and therefore the Zika of Leah was Paka. But if we allow him to be kindness and to make a Bia with Rachel, we're afraid that a different time someone in a similar case might make a bia with a chayzku kasa even without kedushin, where the zika is not paka, and therefore that would clearly be asur. So Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says where guys even when he made kedushin and the zika is paka, or to a case where he didn't make kedushin and the zika is not paka. The Rashba is very unhappy with this because if that's the case, why aren't we guys are the same way in a case where he did maimer? Or to a case where he didn't do Maimer. Why does the Gemara understand that if he did Maimer, we're not going to be Geyser, the Raman Gzeira, the Chayr, it's just as applicable over there as it is over here. Therefore, the Rashba does not accept this teretz that Rudu Maseira is only working because of Gzeira. The Raman has another Mahalach. He entertains the Tzad to say that the reason Rudu Maseira says Hamtein is because of a Knas. It's not because of Zika that he can't do a Bia and be kindness. It's because Rabbi Yehuda Maseira said Chazal can't in such a case because he's being mevatel the opportunity to do Yibam or Chalitza by marrying Achos Kukasai. The thing is, Ramban asks on that, how could you tell me it's because of a Knas? If that's the case, then how do you know Rabbi Yehuda Maseira holds Yesh Zika? Maybe he doesn't hold of Zika. And it's not a Knas because of Bitul Mitzvah Siyamin. So the Ramban falls away from this idea that it's Alts Knas. And he entertains the Tzad that really there is no difference between Erisin and Nisuin. That if Shimon, whether he was Mekadosh, or even if he made Nisuin, we say, Hamtein Ashi Asachicha Maisa. Why? Because the Lashon of the Ramban is, Tlaman Domer Yesh Zika, according to the Shit that holds Yesh Zika, Miksas Kinyan Shiesh Leibah Minat Torah, the bit of a Kinyan that he has in her, Minat Torah, Paigim Olav Kedushi Achoisa, it is Paigim, it ruins the Kedushin that he made with her sister, Ben Kiddushin Gemurin, Ben Kiddushin Maimer, Afilu Kodam Unasa, even if he went ahead and made Nisuin, Yoitzi Kedivra Beis Hillel. Ula Olam Lo Mitchaya, Elo Mishum Kiddushin, Nisuin Nikadim Zika. If he made Kiddushin or even Nisuin, he has to wait, and the only time that the Zika does not affect the relationship he has with his wife is if he made Kiddushin and Nisuin, the Ramban says, before the Zika, before the Nefila, therefore she's not going to be affected by the Zika that he has with his wife's sister. Now, the Ramban mentions that he has to make the Nisuin also before the Zika, which is not like Taisvis. The Ramban holds that the Kedushin and Nisuin have to take place before the Zika. L'chayr, the Ramban's dafka in what he's saying, and L'chayr is arguing on Taisvis. Now this last mahalach we mentioned from the Ramban that he holds that there is no difference between Kiddushin and Nisuin. He holds that both Kiddushin and Nisuin are not mafkiya the Zika. And even if she made Nisuin, we still say Hamtein Ashi Aser Chicha Maisa. Again, in the case of Reuven Maseira, where Reuven died, he left over two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon was Mekadesh Rachel, the sister of his Yavama, the sister of Leah his Yavama. Rabbi Yehuda Maseira says, "Hamtein Ashi Aser Chicha Maisa." Wait until Levi does Yibum or Chalitza. Do not make Nisuin. That's what Taisus learns. The Ramban that we just saw in one of his Mahalachim learns that even if he made Nisuin, he can't make a Bia on Rachel until Levi consummates the Zika either by Yibum or Chalitza. Making Nisuin will still not be Mafkia the Zika until Levi consummates the Zika either through Yibum or Chalitza. That's not just the Ramban Shita. In this Teretz, the Ritva holds like that, the Miri holds like that. There is no difference between Erisin and Nisuin. Not only if it was Mekadesh Rachel, even if he made Nisuin with Rachel, the Ritva writes and the Miri writes that he has to wait to make a Bia until Levi makes Yibum Machalitza. There is no difference between Kiddushin, just like Kiddushin is not Mafkia the Zika, the same way Nisuin is not Mafkia the Zika. I think Gemara asks Naf Choftes, Zeyasamayim Revikna, Zeyasamayim Revikna. We say that no Kinyan can undo the Zika. The Ritva explains that when the Gemara asks, since each one is going to finish the kinyan and going to consummate their particular zika, so automatically the zika of the other Yavama will be paka from each Yavam. Let's say, like we said, Levi and Yehuda are two Yavamin who fell before them, Leah and Rachel, Reuben and Shimon, their brothers' wives. So Levi has a zika to Leah and Rachel, Yehuda has a zika to Leah and Rachel. If Levi does a kinyan gomor in Leah and Yehuda does a kinyan gomor in Rachel, so automatically the zika of Leah to Yehuda and the zika of Rachel to Levi is paka. That's what the Gemara means. Not that by making kiddushin the zika of the other one is paka. By making kiddushin, by making a mimer which is equal to a kiddushin on Leah, so Leah's zika is consummated to Levi. Yehuda's zika is gone. Not because Yehuda was mekadesh or did mimer on Rachel, does his zika to Leah be paka. It's because Levi consummated the zika. Levi took over the entire zika, and Mela, it's bottled from Yehuda. Not that Yehuda's kedushin to Leah's sister is what takes away the zika. It's Levi's gemar kinyan and Leah, which is what sets Yehuda free from the zika. So far we have two ikar mahalchem. According to Tosfos and most of the mahalchem in the Ramban, kedushin is not mafkia zika, nisuin is mafkia zika. According to the Ritva, even nisuin is not mafkia zika, and therefore we say hamtein even after nisuin. Now the Rashban Daf Memalef has a very long arichos on this subject. The Rashba starts out understanding that kedushin is not mafkia zika according to the Mandor Miyash zika, as we see by Rebbe Maseira. Yet the Rashba proves that after nisuin there is no dinam hamtein. Once there's nisuin, he's mutter to be with his wife, even though there should be a zika that's bothering that. Once there's nisuin, the zika is paka. What do we do with the Gemara on Daf Chavtes that Maimer, which is l'chayra comparable to Kedushin, is mafkia zika? The Rashba says that the Gemara understood over there, it's kainan kinyan gomor, like biyu b'yavama. It has the same properties as a nisuin. And therefore, the Gemara asked, if it's kainan kinyan gomor, there shouldn't be any problem of zika, and therefore it should be mutter to make Yibum if he made Maimer. Yet the Rashba reverts to the same kasha that the Ramban asks, what's the difference between Eirsin and Nisuan? Minatayr l'chayr, there's no sortim mechalik. Even with the Rabbanon, there should be no sortim mechalik. Once he made Kiddushin, she's achos ishtai. She shouldn't be neifel Yibum. Why do we have to wait for Nisuan to be afkir l'zika? L'chayr Kiddushin should do the trick the same way. And the Rashba was very upset at the Ramban Svara that if they're both in a madrega of erisin, that means zika for the Yavama, and kiddushin for the wife, for Rachel, so they're both on equal footing. The Ramban said, therefore we say hamtein, because no one is more his wife than the other. However, if he was kaines Rachel, if he made nisuin, so she's more his wife than his shemeres yavam, that there's just a zika, which is at the same level as erisin, the same level as kedushin. So therefore we say he can stay with her and he doesn't have to wait. That's the Ramban's svara. The Rashba asks, l'chayr, that svara is very shver. Because in Monoshach, if zika is a mediraisa, so then how could he be mekadesh Rachel? That zika that is tantamount to kedushin should disallow and nullify any kedushin that Shimon would make with Rachel achos kukasei. If you're going to tell me zika is only the Rabbanon, so of course Rachel is more his wife than Leah, who's just zkuka. True, there's zika, but zika is only the Rabbanon. Kedushin is midiraisus. Of course, Rachel is more his wife. So in Manav Shach, the Raman Svara, as the Rashba, doesn't really work logically. Now, earlier we mentioned the Namukhi Yosef, it's mashma from his words that Zika can be Diraisa, and still the Kedushin is Chal, because Kedushin is stronger than Zika. Zika can't be Mainea, cannot refrain a Kedushin from being Chal, even as we say that Zika is Diraisa, because Kedushin Maisha is stronger. So that would be a Yishuv to the Ramban against the Rashba's Kasha. If the Ramban is willing to learn that Zika is Diraisa,
The way Rav Tolly explained al kobanim, kolzman it's potentially shayach for him to eventually make ibum. Of course, once the kedushin archal, the zikah then reverts to be only a derabbanan. However, as we mentioned, the Rashba does not hold on the Raman's mahalach to explain the difference between kedushin and nisuin. So the Rashba has to explain why, if he makes kedushin, we say hamtein. If he made nisuin, then already he can stay with her as a husband and a wife. Why don't we say the same chash and say hamtein? So the Rashba explains, and this is lashon of hamalach of ulay noimer. According to the sheet that holds Yesh Zika, his Zikuka is considered a Mekudeshes. And since he did not make Nisuin with her sister, even though he made Kedushin, we say Hamtein. Because if he doesn't wait, if he makes Nisuin with Rochel, who is Achois Kukosai, what happens is it looks like he's being Koines Achois Mekudeshasai. What happens is it looks like he married Leah, because Yesh Zika, and she has some sort of Ishus, she's considered somewhat of Mekudeshes to him, and now he goes ahead and he marries Rachel, he's Mekadesh Rachel, so the Kedushin is Chal. However, if he makes Nisun, if he makes a Knisa, he's Kainis, Rachel into his house, it looks like he's being nice, it looks like he's actually being nice, the wife of his sister. Leah looks like his wife, she looks like she's Mekudeshes because there's a Zika, so therefore if he makes Nisun, Chazal said wait. However, if he made Nisun already, if he took her into his house, to be mafkia her from his house, to take him out, to force him to undo his marriage and wait to be boil her until after Levi does Ibum or Chalitza, that already Chazal hold is too much of a chumra. It's only an ina, it's a chashash med rabbanan, it doesn't look good. Once he did it already, to say that he should take her out of the house, that's too much of a chumra, so Chazal let him stay with her. If he didn't do nisun yet, it looks bad, it looks like he's being noisei, the sister of his wife, therefore Chazal said hamtei. That's only according to the Ma'amar Yesh Zika, that it looks like Mekudeshasai. Leah, who's a skuka, looks like she's Mekudeshet him. So we say, even if he was Mekadesh Rachel, Achai Skukasai, he shouldn't do Nisuin, because it looks like he's being Naisai Achai Mekudeshasai. However, according to the Ma'amar Ein Zika, Leah does not look like she's Mekudeshet him at all. It's just a halach that he has to be Miyabim or Chaylitz. She doesn't look like she's Mekudeshet him. Therefore, according to the Ma'amar Ein Zika, we don't say Hamtein. True, the Katchila shouldn't be Mekadesh because he's been Mevatel Mrs. Yadman, according to the sheet that holds also Mevatel Mrs. Yadman. But once he went ahead and made Kedushin, there's no Indian for him to wait because there's no chash that it looks like he's being Nosei Achayis Mekudesh Asai because Shetaka doesn't look like Mekudesh Asai. She doesn't look... Leah does not look like his wife because we hold Ein Zika. Without Zika, doesn't look like she's married to him just through a Zika. And that's Mukhach from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, the Rebbe Meseira that says Hamtein holds Yesh Zika. Rebbe Meseira, if he held Ein Zika, Ta cannot say Hamtein. You see that the whole halacha of Hamtein is only because of Zika. And not for being over the Isra of being Mevatel Mitzvahs Yadmin. Mishnah and Daf Yilchesim and Beis, Shnei Achim Meisechem Mehem. Reuben and Shimon, Reuben died. V'yibim Hashem Yesesh Asachiv. Shimon was Miyabim, Leah, Reuben's wife. V'achkech Neilu Lanach. And then Levi was born, another brother. Umeis and Shimon died. According to the Tanakhama, Levi cannot do Yibum, not with Reuven's wife, who Shimon was Miyabim, because Leah, Reuven's wife, was an Eish Zachon Shleah Ba'ilamai. And therefore he can't do Yibum on Shimon's wife, Rachel, because she's a Tzara of Eish Zachon Shleah Ba'ilamai. So Melech she's a Tzara Zerba. Reb Shimon, Aymer, the Mishnah says, Miyabim la'ez a man she yirtze, he could do yibum, aychay la'ez a man she yirtze. Reb Shimon holds there is no problem of eish azach mishleh v'haylamay. And as we learn pastors in the Mishnah, before we see the Gemara, Reb Shimon's rationale is, since when Levi was born, Leah, Reuven's wife, was already miyubim to Shimon, so by the time Levi came around, she wasn't anymore an eish azach mishleh v'haylamay. She was already Shimon's wife, and therefore, she doesn't have the name of Eishes Achim Shleih Ba'ilam. Now, parenthetically, before we go on to explain the Gemara, the Tesis Yantav is Medayik at the Lashon of the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Aymer Miyabim Leizim Anshi Yirtza Oy Choylitz, or he does Chalitza. Now, Chalitza is done by the woman, not by the man. The Shemer Siyobim does Chalitza, she takes off his shoe. So the Lashon of Choylitz in the Mishnah is a little Shverlach, it's Mashma that it's the man who's doing, the Yobim is doing the Chalitza. And that's not the case. So he explains, since he has to Machavim to do Chalitza, he has to have kavana during the act of chalitza, even though he's not the actual one who's taking off the shoe. It's still proper for the Mishnah to say the lashon chalitz. Now to continue on in the Gemara, Omer Rav Yishai, Chalukay Rav Shimon Af Brishayna. Rav Yishai's mendayik from the Mishnah, as the Gemara explains, that the reisha of the Mishnah, the beginning of the parak, is extra. It's mochach that Rav Shimon holds not only
as we explained, that if it was Yibim Achakach Noilad, that Shimon did Yibum on Leo Eishes Ruvain, and then Levi was born. So by the time he came on the scene, Leah was already Shimon's wife, so he consummated the Zika, and she becomes entirely his wife, and she doesn't have the shame Eishes Sefash Leah Ba'elamoy. Not only is such a case, does Reb Shimon argue, but even in a case where it was Noilad V'Achakach Yovam, first Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibum. So by the time Levi came around, Leah was sitting around as the Eishes Sefash Leah Ba'elamoy. L'chayra, she should be Yasser. Reb Shimon argues in that case also, as the Gemara explains. The Reb Shimon holds Zika Knusadamya, that when she fell to Shimon, it's as if Shimon married her already, and the Zika was consummated during the Nefila. So therefore, by the time Levi came around on the scene, even though Shimon didn't actually do Yibim yet, since Reb Shimon holds Yesh Zika and Zika Knusa, therefore, by the time Levi was born, even though Shimon didn't actually do Yibum yet, but it's as if he did Yibum because Yesh Zika according to Reb Shimon and Zika Keknusa, and therefore Levi never was around when there was a Zika of Reuven still left on Leah, and therefore all that he saw by the time he was born is that she is like she's kind of the Shimon, and therefore if Shimon dies, he can marry her because as far as Levi is concerned, he never saw her with the Zika of Reuven left. Now the Gemara says if that's the case, Reb Shimon is matir, both if it's Yobam Achakach Noilad, or even if it's Noilad Achakach Yobam, because we say Zika Kegnusa, so when does he ever hold the drasha of Eishes Achash Leibay Lamay is also to be Misyabin? And the Ritva points out that although it's possible to say Reb Shimon doesn't hold of the drasha, Bechlal doesn't hold of the Yisra of Eishes Achash Leibay Lamay, the Gemara knew, Bekabola, that Reb Shimon doesn't argue in all the Tanoim, and everybody holds of this drasha. So the Gemara says, what's the case that Reb Shimon holds of Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'ilamay is Asr? So the Gemara says two cases. Either it's talking about Bechad Acha, there was only one brother. Reuven was married to Leah, Reuven died. After Reuven died, Shimon was born. There was no other brothers. So there's nobody else that could consummate the Zika, and we could say Zika Keknusa. Therefore, in such a case, Reb Shimon holds that Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'ilamay is going to be Asr. Inami, a different case, the Gemara comes up with, betray v'lo yobim, v'lo yimis. There were two brothers. Reuven had a brother, Shimon, and Reuven died, left over his almana, Leah, zokach libum to Shimon, and Shimon is still alive. He didn't do Yibum yet, and Levi was born. So Rashi explains, as long as Shimon didn't do Yibum, he didn't consummate the Zika, and the Zika that's from Reuven on Leah is still around, and therefore she's going to be considered an Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'elamay because of Reuven's Zika on Levi. If he was Miyab Mera, she says, Paka Zika Sacharishon, V'nasis Ishtay Shalzeh Hasheini. If he's Miyab Mera, so then the Zika of Reuven is consummated, and she's only Shimon's wife. That's why she's not Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'elamay as far as Levi is concerned. Inami Rashi says, if he wasn't Miyab Mera, if Shimon wasn't Miyab Mera, Hayol V'huski Koloi, Harei Knusa. Since she's zokik to Shimon, and Zika Knusa, it's as if she's married to Shimon, Uchshameis Muter Shlishi. And when he dies, she's mutter to Levi. Now there are two distinct mahalchim in the Gemara. Rashi L'chayr's mashma that he learned like the Rashba and the Ritva did. So we have to understand, the Gemara's mashma that Kol Zman, Shimon didn't die, she is a problem of Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'elamay because of Reuven Zika. Now, if we say Zika Knusa, Reuven Zika is consummated already. All there is Shimon's issues with Leah. So the Rashba asks Akasha, why does the Gemara say we need Kiyeshu Achim Achtov to teach us Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'elamay is Asur for Levi to Miyabim Eishes Reuven because he wasn't Ba'elamay? The second, Leah was faithful to Shimon. She became Kiknusa Asai. So therefore, there is no Sikas Reuven anymore. So why don't we need a pasuk of Eishes Achash Leibay Ba'elamay is Asur to do Yibum according to this Teretz of the Gemara, Inami B'trei Achiv Leibim Leimeis? Even without that, I would know it's Asur because she's Eishes Achav of Shimon. Zika Kiknusa. And she was zakik to Shimon as if she was married to Shimon. Tosfos Rid writes that she's not mamish neizus ish. There's no chiyuv misa for lesinov. But as far as Yibum was concerned, as far as the halach of Zika and Eishes Achiv, she is kiknusasa midirais according to Rabbi Shimon. So therefore, the Rashba asks, why do we need a pasuk of Eishes Achav Shleibay Lamoi to aser Levi to miyavim Leah
Eishes Ruvain, she's already Kiknusas Shimon, and she's Eishes Achiv of Shimon. Why do we have to come out to a new Pasik of Kiyeshu Achim Yachta? From the Rashba, we understand that he learns like Rashi, that Leah is Osir to Levi, Bechaye Shimon, because she's Kiknusas Shimon. It's like she's Shimon's wife, regarding the Isser of Eishes Achiv, and therefore, the Rashba asks, why do we need a Pasik of Eishes Achiv Shleib Oilamai? So Rashba answers, and the Ritva says the same teretz, Ilav Kiyeshu, if not for that Pasik, I would think, just like if Lei was Neifel to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, the three brothers ready to be Miyavim. Although we say Ezekiel Kiknusa to all of them, however, let's say if Yehuda comes in as Miyavim, we don't say he's being Pagei Beishes Achiv of Shimon and Levi because we say Ezekiel Kiknusa. When someone of the brothers comes along and does Yibum, he consummates the Zika, he takes the entire Zika for himself, and the Zika from the other brothers falls away. Therefore, the Rashba answers, and the Ritva the same, if we didn't have the pasuk of Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav to be Mamayit, Eishes Achiv Shleib Oilamai, what would be is, true, when Reuben died, and Shimon was the only brother, there was Zika to him and Zika Kiknusa. However, without the pasuk of Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav, if Levi was born afterwards, and there would be no problem of Eishes Achiv Shleib Oilamai, what would happen is, now Levi is on the scene, and he is also a brother that's Zekek. And if he went ahead and was Miyabim, the entire Zika that was on Shimon, really on all the brothers, Shimon was the only brother, but the Zika is to all the brothers. Now that Levi would be Miyabim, what would happen is, Igloim Muslim Afreya, retroactively we would see that the Zika went entirely to Levi. One brother can always consummate the Zika and take it away from the rest of the brothers. If there is no Isra Eishazach Shleim Ba'ilamai, so technically Levi is the brother who is doing Yibum. And he's taking away the Zika from the rest of the brothers. That's why the Torah has to say, Kiyeshu Achim Yachtov, to Imayit Eishav Shachav Shleib Ba'ilamai, he cannot do Yibum. And therefore, the entire Zika is on Shimon, and it stays there. And therefore, Levi won't be able to Miyabim Le Eishav Ruvain, because she's already considered Eishav Shimon. But without the Pasuk, I would never say that Levi can't do Yibum. I would look at Levi like any brother who does Yibum when there are several Yavamim. And one Yavam comes ahead and does the actual Yibum, he takes away the Zika from the other brothers, and the Zika is retained entirely by him. Lamayis, at this point, since Levi cannot do Yibum because it's Eishes Achiv Shleib Ba'ilamai, technically the entire Zika is by Shimon and it stays there. Levi can never have that Zika, and therefore she's Eishes Achiv of Shimon. Now, Kolzman Shimon's alive, he can't be Miyabimer because she's married or she's Miyabim to Shimon. However, when Shimon dies, she'll be mutter to Levi because, as far as Shimon is concerned, he is Eishes Achiv Shleib Ba'ilamai. Now, the Ramban is an entirely different mahalach in the sugya. The Ramban, L'chayru, read the Gemara literally, Inami b'trei v'layavim v'layameis, that at that point we do not say Zika Kiknusa. Kolzman, Shimon is alive, we don't say Zika Kiknusa. Why? She'im Kain, Eishes Achiv b'chayivu. It's not a problem with Eishes Achiv Shleib Ba'ilamai. It's Eishes Achiv of Shimon. It's nothing to do with Eishes Achiv Shleib Ba'ilamai. Which, in other words, is the Rashba's kasha that we asked before. And the Rashba Anachanami says that she's Eishes Achiv of Shimon. And just, if not for the din of Eishes Achiv Shleib Ba'ilamai, she'd be mutter to Levi. The Ramban doesn't want to learn like that in the Gemara. The Ramban understands that the Isser is because of the Zika of Reuven and not because she's Eishes Shimon regarding the halach of Eishes Achiv. And that's the mashmos of the pashas of Lashon the Gemara. So the man explains why there is no Zika Kiknusa when Shimon's alive, and it only happens after he dies. He says, "Lakachu adin l'Rab Shimon, Zika Kiknusa dan. Zika is Kiknusa for all the brothers. If there's Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, there's Zika Kiknusa to all the brothers, potentially al kopanim. Now, if one brother went ahead and did Yibum, Yisachar went ahead and did Yibum, all the Zika goes to him, and it's Mafkia. He undoes the Zika from the rest of the brothers. That's in a regular case. What happens if one brother dies? Yisachar died. Since theoretically, if he were to do Yibum, we'd say she's entirely Zakuk to him and not to anybody else. He consummated the Zika. He took the Zika for himself and nobody else had any Zika. He empties the Zika from the other brothers. When he dies, he has that same halacha because potentially he could have been Miyabim. He could have been the one who was Miyabim. True, he didn't. But since he could have been a Miyabim and he died, at that point we say Zika Kiknusa, and theoretically all the Zika goes to him. He takes it away from the rest of the brothers. And at that point we say Zika Kiknusa. to him alone. Now, in the Gemara's case where Reuven died and Shimon was not yet miyabim Leah Eishes Reuven, since there wasn't any Yibum yet, and Shimon didn't die yet, at that point there's no Zikik Kenusa to Shimon. Therefore, without the Pasuk of Eishes Achash Leah Bei Lamai, Reb Shimon would be matter Levi to do Yibum. Now there's a Pasuk of Eishes Achash Leah Bei Lamai, the Torah answers, because of Reuven Zika, not because of Shimon Zika, that she's Kik Knusa. She's not Kik Knusa at this point. Now the Ramban is upset at this Peshat. He says, Hach Svarad Reb Shimon Lai Machabra. It's not Mastabra, this Mahalach and Reb Shimon, because if Zika Kik Knusa is to all the brothers in potential, and then one brother died, let's say Yisachar died, so now potentially Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Zvulun should be able to do Yibum. According to the Ramban Svarad, that we say Zika Kik Knusa, and the entire Zika was paka from the other brothers and it just went to Yisachar because he died and he could have theoretically been a miyabe. It should come out that they can't do Yibum. And the halacha is clearly that if there are five potential Yavamin and one dies, the other brothers can do Yibum. It doesn't say anywhere not. According to the way the Ramban explains Reb Shimon Svara, it should come out that it says if Yisachar was miyabim and the Zika went entirely to him, because when somebody dies, we do say Zika Kiknusa, according to the Ramban in Reb Shimon. It should come out that when there are several Yavamin, there is no Yibum after one of the brothers died. And the halacha is not like that. I can throw in another kasha. The Ramban doesn't ask this, but true, maybe he could have been Miyabim. Shema Yim Miyabim. But it's not for sure, so it should always be a suffix. Why would we say Zika Kiknusa, and it's as if Shimon consummated the Zika, because maybe he would have been Miyabim, but maybe he wouldn't have been Miyabim. So how could we say Zika Kiknusa for sure and say that he, so to speak, swallowed the issues of Reuven and should be considered only Eishes Shimon and Levi could do Yibum? Maybe he wouldn't have done Yibum. How could we say on a Shema Hayom Miyabma that it becomes Kiknusa when he dies? L'chaira, it's something that's Sarach Bir. Now the Raman, like we said, is very upset at this Mahalach. He says, Ein Tamza Mechuvar, Elishu Dait L'Sherab Shimon. This Taka is not so clear to understand. But this is what Reb Shimon says. The Yesh Li Yashav Taimu, the Raman says, we could try to soften the Kasha and explain that we only say Zikik Knusa by Gdoil Achi, by the oldest brother. L'katchilo the Mitzvah Min HaTorah is the oldest brother should do Yibum. Therefore, we're only going to say Zikik Knusa when the oldest brother dies. If there's only one brother, so then for sure the Mitzvah is on him. In our Gemara's case of Shimon, Shimon was the only brother. So therefore, the mitzvah is definitely on him. But if Stam a brother dies, who's not Gedoy Lachi, not the oldest brother, we're not going to say Zika Keknusa, and it's as if he consummated the Zika. And therefore, even according to Reb Shimon, in a case where one of the younger brothers died, we're going to say that somebody else has to do Yibum. Now, the Raman points out that this whole Mahalach and Zika Keknusa, that it's applicable only when one dies, that's only on this Shlav of the Gemara, at this point in the Gemara, where the Gemara holds that we say Zika Kiknusa even if there are several potentially Yavamin. According to the Gemara in Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, the Gemara's Maskana is that we only say Zika Kiknusa if there's one potential Yavam, there's only one brother, so we can never undo the Zika of Zika Kiknusa. And therefore, even when one's still alive, even when the Yavam didn't die yet, we say Zika Kiknusa, and in the case of Trei Achiv, Leib, Vloy Meis, we wouldn't need to come on to the Pasuk of Kieshu Achim Yachtov because of Eshav Achav Shalei Bar Lomai, that the Raman was trying to explain the whole time. The reason Levi wouldn't be able to do Yibum in such a case, according to the Maskana of the Gemara, that we say Zika Kiknusa only by one Yavam, at that point in the Gemara, the definition of Zika Kiknusa means even when he's alive. There's one potential Yavam, there's Zika. It's as if he was Kainasar, it's as if he was Miyabim already. And there's no such a thing that another brother can come along and undo the Zika Kiknusa of a different brother. Therefore, at that point of the Gemara, we do not need a Pasuk B'chal of Kieshu Achim Yachtov, Timai Teish Zachav, Shalei Bay Lamai, in a case of Trei Achiv, Leibim Leimais, where Shimon wasn't Miyabim and he didn't die, and then Levi was born. For that case, we don't need a Pasuk. In that case, we'll say Zika Kiknusa. Shimon was the lone brother. There's definitely Zika Kiknusa to him. It's as if he married Leah already, and therefore she'd be usher to Levi when he was born, not because of Reuven Zika, but because of Shimon's issues with her, because we hold Zika Kiknusa, and that cannot be undone. So in the Maskana of the Gemara, the Ramban is Moida to the Rashba's Mahalach that it's Shimon's Zika that asers Leah on Levi and not Ruvain's. And he just learns Zika Knusa differently in the beginning of the Sugya that only happens by Misa, and therefore when Shimon is still alive, she's also because of Ruvain's Zika and not because she's considered married to Shimon. Now, as we mentioned before, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, if we say Zika Kiknusa, why do we have to aser Leah to Levi? Because of Eishes Zafah Shleib Lamai, she's Kanus to Shimon. And she's also to Maltesh Shimon. We mentioned the Rashba's Malach, we mentioned the Raman's Malach. The Orchlaner says the Mechudish Dika Teretz. He wants to say the Nafkamina, that we need a Pasuk of Eishes Zafah Shleib Lamai in a case where Shimon wasn't Miyabim yet, but he didn't die, and then Levi was born. Aisha should be asked to Levi because she's considered Esha Shimon and Hilchas Esha's Achiv. Why do we need the name Esha's Achiv Shleber Elomai? Says the Aruch Laner, the Nafkamina is a case where he was born exactly the time that Reuven died. Later on in Daf Yutes, we'll see that Reb Shimon holds, like Reb Yisrael Glilu, that Esher Tzamsin. It could happen the same second. So therefore, regarding the din of Zika Kiknusa, since Levi was born, the second Reuven died, so she could be Zakuk to Levi as well as she's Zakuk to Shimon. So there won't be any more Zika Kiknusa to Shimon than there is to Levi. In any case where there is more than one Yavim, any Yavim has the potential to consummate the Zika to himself. Now that this is the din of Eishes Zakuk Shleibai Lamai, true, potentially, she could be Zakuk to Shimon and Levi at the same second. But Levi was never Bar Elomai of Reuven at the same time. Since he was never Bar Elomai of Reuven, the Torah asers b'din Eishes Zakuk Shleibai Lamai. As far as saying Zika Kiknusa to Shimon first, here she wasn't Kanus to Shimon first. She was nifal to both of them simultaneously at the same time. For that, the Torah writes, Eishes Zakuk Shleibai Lamai is aser to say since Levi wasn't around when Reuven was around, she's aser to Misyabim to Levi, and therefore the whole Zika goes entirely to Shimon. Now, as we mentioned before, in the Gemara, it's Mavur, that we say Zika Kiknusa even when Shimon died and didn't wind up doing Yibum, we still say Zika Kiknusa. That's also what the Gemara's Kasha is later on. Towards the end of the Amud, Rav Yosef asks a Kasha from Abraisa, that we see Rav Shimon doesn't hold of Zika Kiknusa. That case that the Abraisa brings, Shimon never wound up doing Yibum. Yet the Gemara understands with Pashtus that we do say Zika Kiknusa even if one doesn't wind up doing Yibum. The Rashba asks, where did the Gemara get that from? That's so Pashtus that the Gemara is willing to go through Doichim to explain the Pasuk like that, ask a Kasha on that Shita. Where does the Gemara get this from? So the Rashba says it's Mukrach, and we find that the Ritva writes the same way. If we were to say that it's only if he wound up doing Yibum at the end do we say Zika Kiknusa, and that's the only reason he's Matar. But if Shimon doesn't wind up doing Yibum, we're not going to say Zika Kiknusa, and we're not going to say that he consummated the Zika of Reuven and swallowed it to his Ishus. If that were the case, then it wouldn't help even if he did Yibum afterwards. Because if B'Shas Nefila, when Leah fell to Yibum, she wasn't immediately considered to be a Zika Kiknusa to Shimon, then it won't help afterwards what Shimon does Yibum. Because the call is, Kol Yavama Shenes Rasha Achas, she doesn't become Mutter afterwards. If she was Usher at one point, she'll never become Mutter afterwards. If by the point of Nefila, she wasn't Mutter to Levi because she immediately became Kekonus to Shimon, then afterwards, when Shimon does Yibum, that won't help because at the Shas Nefila, she was Usher, she can never become Mutter afterwards. So it's Be'achreach, that the second she was Neifel, the second Reuven died, she was Zakuk and Kiknusa to Shimon. Shimon totally consummated the Zika of Reuven, and therefore she'll be Mutter to Levi afterwards, even if he didn't wind up doing a Yibum. Because, say Zika Kiknusa, and the Zika, the Ishus of Reuven, was entirely Paka. That's Rashi's Mahalach. However, the Karanoyer and really the Ritvori asks this. They say, L'chayr, there's no Raya. It could be that Zika Kiknusa is Mislal Tali V'Aymid. It's waiting in the wings to see if there'll be a Yibum. If it winds up that there's a Yibum, so it's Zika Kiknusa, and the Zika already was consummated by the beginning, B'shas Nefila. But if he doubted without doing Yibum, so then it shows that the Zika Kiknusa never was on anything real. So therefore, there's no Raya. The Rashba says, it's Muchach, that Zika Kiknusa says, even if he didn't do Yibum in the end, because if we had to wait for a Yibum, it'll be a case of Kimish and Esoshah Achas, Shuv, she doesn't get a heter afterwards. So it's Behechreach that she's mutter immediately, B'shas Nefila. It's Behechreach that we say Zika Kiknusa immediately. It could be that's not a Raya. We are going to say that if she got Yibum at the end of the day, so the Zika Kiknusa that happened immediately after Nefila makes it that she was no longer Eishes Ruvain immediately when Ruvain was Nifter. And Shimon totally swallowed up, so to speak, her issues. So Levi is mutter with Leah after Shimon dies because he never saw Leah having Zika of Reuven's issues. But if Shimon would die without doing Yibum, igloy milsel mafreya, that the Zika Knusa never took off. It never happened. And therefore, she's considered Eishachos Levi Lamai to Levi because of Reuven's issues. The Kitter, it's possible to explain that Zika Kiknusa is only if eventually is going to be a Yibum. It's a misli toli v'koy. It's waiting to see if there's going to be a Yibum that's going to finish off and solidify the Zika Kiknusa that happened potentially by the Nefila. But if at the end of the day he dies without doing Yibum, the Zika Kiknusa dissipates as if it never happened. So the Rashba's Raya, that it's Mukhrach, to say that the Zika Kiknusa happens immediately, even if he dies at the end of the day, is not 100% according to the Keren Ayra and really the Ritva asked before him. The Keren Ayra eventually is made to the Rashba. He says, since the Klal is through Misa, we don't say Zika is Paka. So since Leah had a Zika to Shimon and Zika Kiknusa, Misa is not going to be Mafkia. It's not going to undo the Zika that they had, and therefore it'll stay even after he dies, although he didn't actually do a Yibum. Now, it's not exactly done with the halacha that Zika is not paka b'misa, is a halacha with the Rabbanon, that he's also b'kray b'sivimta even after Zivama dies. And here we're talking about Medir Aisa. Still, the Karenera held that it's enough of a comparison to say that the Svara doesn't allow to say that Misa is mafkia is Zika, so whatever ramifications happened through the Zika stay even past death, so therefore the Rashba's Raya does remain intact.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.